This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. There are some very cool 90-year-olds out there doing the most amazing things. Take former President George Bush, for example, who recently went skydiving just for the heck of it. Then there's my sister-in-law's mom, Marion, who's actually 99. She plays bridge every single night, get this, online with her daughter and a host of strangers. And she's virtually unbeatable.
Our next guest joins the rank and file of amazing 90-year-olds. Mary Hartsock was recently awarded the Caregiver of the Year Award. At 90, she's a paid professional who cares daily for others who are often younger and sometimes a whole lot younger than she is. This inspiring senior joins us from Frederick, Maryland. Welcome, Mary.
Well, thank you.
Well, you were chosen from a field of 15,000 other caregivers. I mean, how did it feel to be recognized as Caregiver of the Year? That was quite an honor.
Yes, it was. At first run, had won the eastern section of the United States. Then they called for me to come out to Omaha, Nebraska. And when I went out there, found out that I had won the national.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to you. Now, Mary, when did you begin your caregiving job? How old were you?
79.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Mary, you obviously are a very active person, but, you know, caregiving, as we know, can be very physically draining. How do you do it? You must be in fabulous shape.
Well, I have diabetes. That's the only thing I have, but it's under control. I feel well, so I like to help other people.
Do you work out, Mary, to keep in shape? Or I bet just your job gives you enough exercise probably to keep in shape.
No, I do some exercises, but I do them at home.
Oh, wow.
And I don't watch television.
So what kind of exercises do you do?
I do a lot of walking. And you can stand and swing your feet and legs and just keep on the move. Too many people sit down and watch TV. Really?
And you don't watch any TV, huh?
I watch the news, and I watch NASCAR. I'm crazy about that.
But other than that, forget those nighttime shows, like I'm addicted to, right?
Soap operas, I think they call them. I don't watch them at all.
Mary, did you have to pass a physical fitness test with your employer?
Yes, I had a test before I could ever go to work.
Because we understand you had to lift 30 pounds in order to work as a caregiver?
I had to lift pounds, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of pounds.
I still lift 40 sometimes.
Good for you. And Mary, you've often been older than some of your clients.
Oh, yes. Most all the time I'm older than my clients. The ones that I have now is 89.
Well, did anyone ever question your age and ability to care for their loved one?
No, not really. No, families have all been so polite and nice to me and the client themselves. I tell people when I go to work with a client for the first day, I don't do much work because I'm spending the day with that client. I got to know every little if and then that they like and what they want me to do. And as I told people before, I want to know if they drink cream in their coffee and if they have that of early morning or do they take a bath. And oh, there's just a number of things you have to find out.
Well, Mary, you sound like one amazing caregiver. Have you always worked?
Oh, yes.
Were you in the caregiving business previously or?
No, I was in hotel business for a while. I worked at the Francis Scott Key Hotel for 28 years. I worked as assistant manager for 3 years.
Well, you are clearly very successful at what you do. How would you counsel those caregivers who are not professionals, but rather caring for a loved one in need? Like, what do you have a best piece of advice for this, you know, very stressful job?
Well, we just got to learn to know what their person needs and wants and what their illness is. There's an awful lot of things go into caregiving.
And it sounds like you make friends with your clients.
Oh, yes. I think my clients all liked me when I got through, and the families, you got to please more than just one. Because usually when a caregiver goes out, the family has called you take care of their mother or their father or whoever it might be. And you got to come up with their standards also.
Mary, at 90 years of age, is retirement even on your radar screen?
Well, it is, but I don't like to be by myself and not do anything. I live by myself. I've been married twice. Both husbands died. So I've been by myself for 18 years. And I get very tired and lonely if I just stay home and don't do nothing. And I thought, well, as long as I was well enough, I'll just get out and do some work.
So, Mary, what's your secret? Tell me and Kathy to this long and very healthy and sounds like very happy life. What should we be doing?
You want to exercise. Don't sit down and watch that TV by hours. It's all right to turn one show on and look at, but then turn it off and do something. Get going. Move. Walk. Like I say, I exercise my legs and my arms, and I do that all at home. You can do it right in your own home.
And it sounds like you also have a lot of connections with people, you know, especially through your clients. Right.
I get out and go with a lot of people, and I go attend things, and I belong to my church organization and two or three different ladies' auxiliary clubs. I don't have any relative in service, but the AMVETS here in Frederick, Maryland, goes all out for all the veterans. And we pack boxes all summer long to send to them at Christmas time. And I work several hours on that during the course of the summer.
Well, Mary Hartsock, 90-year-old Caregiver of the Year Award recipient, you are truly inspiring. Thanks so much for sharing your story with the Two Boomer Babes.
Thank you.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime at twoboomerbabes.com.